This is a production from the Yak Podcasting Network. The home for your growing sonic map of local voices united in their commitment to the best in podcasting.
This is Hear Me Bitch. If you didn't know after clicking on the word Hear Me Bitch, this is Hear Me. I'm getting made fun of because the first time we did this, I forgot to put the name in. I was like, they fucking know what this is. They clicked on it. Anyways, hello guys. I am Leah Sampson, a comedian, actress, texture millennial, midlife crisis activist.
Great.
I'm the bitch that's 12 years old and goes through a midlife crisis three times a week. Welcome to Hear Me Bitch. It's a new episode. I don't know if this show will be released before I have a show. So just go to my Instagram at Leah official. Leah, L-E-A-H, Sampson, dot, or not dot com, just, it's Instagram, I'm not that great. Follow me on Twitter for more ridiculousness of me talking to myself, Leah Antonice, A-N-T-O-N-I-C-E underscore, on Twitter. Tonight, it's going to be really, really fun. I've been waiting to have this bitch on this fucking podcast forever, but she has like a boyfriend now and all that, so you know, she's like, dead, basically. So, sure, that's what we call it. Yeah, you can be dead in jail, too. She's wonderful. She's probably, definitely a big inspiration for this podcast. So, I want her to introduce herself, and let's get it popping.
Well,
we can't do shit together.
We can't do nothing. No, this is Janae Moore. I have to say a sexy
Janae way. Janae Moore, the perfume your grandma wears.
Janae.
Been there, done that.
But, you know, I've been doing stuff for a while. I act. I'm not a comedian. I just, you know, I'm the comedian for my comedian friends. That's what I like to say. We can chill. We can do all that stuff. But, you know, what Leah does with the writing and the, you know, she got that. Like, that's not why. That's why she got that.
Janae is hilarious because she don't really give a fuck. When you really, that's where the best humor comes from. When you, like, for real. That's why you're.
Zero fucks.
Yeah, that's why your grandparents are so funny, because like they don't give a fuck. They don't care about how you feel.
Don't they have medication for that?
Like, exactly. And they take it when they want to. You know, when they need something from you, they'll take it so they can behave. But they don't give a fuck about it.
I don't know if not giving a fuck is a good thing, you know?
I mean, once you're 80, yes.
Oh, that's true.
Like, you fucking half-breed of me. Get the fuck out of my face. I don't care about you. I don't care about your soccer game. Like, I'm going to die in 3 years. Shut up.
But yeah, so I've acted in my life. I am working on being a relationship coach. I'm a woman's activist, a woman's positive sex activist. That's what I like to say. I feel like, you know, we should have, you know, there's equality, but we're not actually equal. You know what I mean? Because I don't actually have a penis. Like, I can't just penetrate someone. I can put on a strap. I can do all that stuff.
Right, peg. Yes.
I haven't done that. But, you know, I could. And it's like, so technically, we're not equal. Like, I'm not getting niggas pregnant out here. I don't know if
right, right. I mean, you could say nigga on here. Okay. I think, you know, if the Yak doesn't approve. By the way, Yak podcast. Download the Yak app on from the Apple Store or whatever Android users have. that's where you can find this podcast and other fantastic podcasts about sports and other topics from Yak. That's YAKK. Back to Janae.
And back to the show.
Well, okay, so you do. So you're all for the people. You're all for the women.
I am. I'm pro woman.
And if you guys need a, we could plug this in later too. But for the feminist out there, you definitely need to follow Janae on Facebook. She goes by the name of Jay Moore. She has things on there. The things
that's got me blocked. I am blocked. I've gotten blocked
numerous occasions.
I didn't call men trash this time. You know, like I didn't just post the status and say, oh, like men are trash. But it was like, you know, men are trash for this. Like, you know what I mean? Like there, you know, like maybe it was something about some kind of abuse or sexual violation or something. And I said, men are trash for this. And,
right.
You know, if the shoe fits, I'm not saying that all men do and all men are horrible, but I mean, most of them are fucking ain't shit. You know what I mean?
Right. And you know what? Actually, I did a tweet the other day and I got good and bad responses, but I was, and this is a whole different thing, but I was like, why do we exclude gay men from men stuff. Because me, you know, being growing up with gay people, not even just men, but growing up with gay people and being friends with gay people, mm-hmm. I'm like, I definitely acknowledge the difference in your lifestyle, you know, like the struggles you go through. But if you an ain't shit dude, you an ain't shit dude, whether you happens, like dick or not. You know what I mean?
This is what happens with the gay ones, right? Are you fucking with tops or bottoms? You know, my best gay friends, well, no, they're not. They're not bottoms. But they be acting like some feminine. They're very feminine. And I think that we just love, like, when you talk about, like, a feminist, I think they just like femininity. Mm-hmm. That's why there's, like, a womanist. You know, like that's like a woman and feminine. Right. It's two different things because you can be a feminine man.
Right.
You know? So it's like, I feel like a feminist likes like femininity. So when you like their energy is very feminine. You know, there's a lot of gay men where their energy is very feminine.
You think that most bottoms are, and if they, I mean, whether you're a bottom or a top, that doesn't matter.
I was like, my friends were actually.
You think most bottoms are, you know, that's crazy. I don't think that, to be my own personal thought, I don't think that. There's definitely that stigma of like, oh, if you take it in the ass, you're more feminine. More feminine, you're more, right. You know, of a woman or whatever.
And I thought about that, and I was like, that's not even.
That's not true, because I know some bras that take it in the ass deep all the time, and they still do their taxes on time, and they will kill a buffalo. Like, you know.
Like a man that's like, you don't even see like.
Right. Like, well, women, like women that get like, you know, because women, we know we get anally mistreated. Yeah. So.
Oh, I mean. You know. I mean, if you, yeah,
and,
you know.
You know, I know some gay men that are bottoms, and they are very manly.
Very manly.
Mm-hmm. So, but there definitely is a stigma. Like, I see what you're saying. Like, there's definitely that idea.
But you remember that one guy I talked to that was like...
Here we go, guys.
Remember that one guy I talked to, though, that was like feminine?
Oh,
the table over.
Y'all, I met this dude and she hypes him the fuck up. I meet him for the first. I said, why this nigga's skin softer than mine?
Girl,
why his eyebrows done under?
If he would have put a wig on.
Oh, bad bitch.
He was a bad bitch. Yo, y'all don't even hear me. He was a bad bitch. And you know what's fucked up too? When I posted him on my page. Everybody
said,
like,
oh, you say bitches now?
Everybody was like, he's a gay. And my gays were like, yeah, bring him over.
Right. We got a spot for him, baby. We
They're
know
like,
that
oh,
one.
Yeah, bring him. He just need two drinks. That's it. Maybe not even that. Maybe just a hit of some marijuana.
Bitch, he need a hit, a shot of Jolly Rancher. He going to be on it.
A little loose. A little
Ain't nothing wrong with that. And, you know, that's the thing that, you know, I've talked to a lot of my gay friends and just from observation. Yeah. You know, when you're not really comfortable with being out of the closet, you will date a woman mm-hmm. to kind of like a last straw.
Oh, because he swore he wasn't gay.
A lot of them do that.
He swore he wasn't gay. And remember he said, I just wish all gay men would just go to an island somewhere.
So you could fuck them? Yeah, I bet.
And then he said, I'm moving to Atlanta.
Where'd I go, your island, nigga?
Where'd I go? He texted me like a month ago, and I was like, it's not easy taking all that dick, is it?
He went to Atlanta. I just say I wish a bunch of gay niggas went to an island. Oh yeah, it's called Atlanta. That's where the fuck he went. Oh gay nigga. Which is fine. It's totally fine from being gay. It's fine.
You know, they're in denial.
And that's the shitty part about it, because it's like a lot of times like that, we all know. But you know, when a person's not ready to, you know, reveal, they're not ready. So it's like,
because he used to do fuck shit like we're supposed to meet up at like a late night, like a breakfast place, like Kirby Lane, Magnolia's, like places like that, you know, the 24-hour spot. So we're gonna meet up, and it was after his work, and he got off work at like 11 p.m. So we're gonna meet up at like 12, right? So like, can you hear me? So we go to meet, like, we're texting all the way till like 10 minutes before he gets off, and he's all saying stuff like, I just love your vibe, and you're just the, I will, I'm not going to fuck it up this time, you know, because he's already fuck up, so he's like, I'm not going to fuck it up this time. And then literally, like, I didn't hear from him the rest of the night. Nothing. Drove by his house, because I'm crazy. Drove by his house.
Because you're smart.
Yeah, because I'm smarter than a bitch. Like, we don't do that shit for no reason. I never drove up right. to this nigga house. Right. You know what I mean? I was even like, I didn't even know where he really, like, lived like that. Because I'm be like, you know, so like, I was like, he sent me an address before. You know what I mean? Going to scroll.
You never had to use it.
For, I never had to use it.
Criminal purposes.
You know, so then I was like, dang, let me go ahead. So I drove by, didn't see his car. And I was like, well, look at that. Look at that. That's interesting. It was like 1-2 in the morning, something like that. He hits me up the next day, extra happy. You know what I mean? Extra happy. He's like, oh, hey, sorry about last night. I went to my my homie's place and I crashed on his couch.
Before or after he sucked your dick?
Right. You know what I mean?
Now, look, we're making fun of this dude for being gay, but it's not the fact that he is gay. It's
he
just
put me in a situation.
He really did put her in a situation. And it's just like, look, whatever your sexuality is, that is your business. But don't drag other people in it because you haven't.
He's a fuckboy, though. He's doing fuckboy shit.
Definitely. I think gay or straight, he was a fuckboy.
You know,
definitely.
It didn't matter if he was with a girl that night, because I thought he was with a girl. Like, I thought he was like. But then when he said he was at his homeboy house, I was like, dang, he might actually have been
talking about we booking tickets to Atlanta.
Both us.
Both. Together. They posted photos on Instagram of matching swim trunks. You at home, Matt. Doing Hear Me Bitch podcast. It's a great podcast. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys.
Shit.
So, okay. So, which brings us to the topic, if you will, I guess, of this episode. I was thinking about this as we do more, as we record more episodes, I will reveal more about me in my personal life, but I'm seeing this guy and there's a whole thing behind us, but we're together and it's fine. And but he has done some things, and so I was just thinking the other day, I was like, damn, like, What is the cutoff you have for someone that does you wrong? Because to be honest, I mean, I haven't met or dated every, not even just men, person in the world. Women fuck up too. But that's the thing. A lot of us fuck up. Mm-hmm. Even if it's intentionally or not, you know, we fuck up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what is your breaking point to be like, okay, I'm just done with you. You fucked up either so bad. Cause I know some people. I feel like you've been both, Janae, where like mm-hmm. you've broken things off with dudes immediately, yeah. And then you've given guys chances and then broke it off. So
I've
it's like
where I'm fight or flight. So they either like get punched in the face. You know what I mean? I get like,
we don't condone violence on Henry Bitch, by the way.
You know
we don't sponsor that.
Drop kick. You know what I mean? I either got to do that or it's like I'm gone. And it's like, I'm so quick to drop a guy. That's one thing, like, my boyfriend says now is, like, stop just dropping me. And I'm like, oh, I just, like, I'm so flighty. Like, I'm like, peace, I don't want to deal with it. I don't have to deal with this. I don't have to be with you, you know? So, like, that's what goes on in my mind is, like, I don't have to go through this. I don't have to do this, right. You know? And it's so hard because when you're in a relationship, it's like, you know? And then there's this, like, by the book rules in a way.
Yeah,
but it's like,
bullshit.
You can't really go by the book.
No.
Because there's things in your life that you need to learn. There's lessons. Mm-hmm. There's things about them. There's things that
everybody's
like,
different. Relationships different.
There's no, like, I've never heard anybody say, me and my husband, we've been great forever.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Everything's been perfect. Our
right.
whole
entire
relationship.
You got a side family machine talking,
you know,
about it.
Like, it's like there's bullshit, but I think there's a limit to a bullshit that you deal with. You know what I mean? Like, women are like, I'm constantly getting cheated on all the time. Like, that's ridiculous.
That
you know
is
what
crazy.
I mean?
Definitely.
Like, that's ridiculous. Like, what do you mean constantly getting cheated on? But
right, I feel that.
You know, I just feel like I've started to realize more options of things. Like, I've been in a lot of like chats with people, and I'm in a lot of like group chats where people mm-hmm. are talking, and they talk about like cheating and why did you cheat, and just reading everybody's responses and seeing the other point of view it's like, if you were in that situation, you'd probably cheat too. You know what I mean?
I feel that.
It's like, definitely. I mean, I feel like you should leave a person, you know, like I feel like you should leave. But at the same time, like.
Have you ever cheated?
Okay,
so the question is, how many times?
Once.
Okay.
Yeah.
I technically kind of did too, but we'll get to that. But
there's reasons. I feel like there's like, you know, you've told me before, and it's like of when you did it, and it's like, I understood it. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. There's like two sides of it. It's like, yeah, that's wrong, but from what this guy is doing, you know, and then the situation you may be in, and then it's like, there's so many factors.
There's so many factors. And I'll say this, like, it's weird because the reason why I say I did not cheat is because me and this dude, our relationship was by far the most toxic thing I've ever experienced in my life. So toxic. And we had that relationship where we broke up Tuesday, we're back together on Thursday, broke up Friday, back together. So it's like I would do something.
But we broke up for big, like...
he was a complete psychopath.
He was
an alcoholic. He was...
Fuck with your head.
Definitely fucked with my psyche on many occasions. And so the way that I, quote unquote, cheated on him was... I was so broken by myself and by him. I was so broken and just like, who, like really that who the fuck am I type thing. And I think it was, from what I remember, such a while, long time ago, it was the ex-boyfriend I had before him. And he had hit me up and I was like, yeah, you're familiar. Why not? And at first I kind of felt bad, but I didn't because he had treated me so badly. And I think, and again, cheating is, there's no excuse to cheat. Like, I agree with you, Janae. You just leave. But my reason for doing it was that, like, this I think why I got to that point, because before that happened, I always told myself, I'd never cheat. I'd never fucking cheat. You can pay me to cheat. Oh, but.
Until you're put in a certain situation. With
a dude.
It's not just like, I don't think the cheating is, like, there's no cheating that's happening, like, we're happy and it's great and I'm having the best sex of my life and they're treating me so good and I'm getting I'm getting things I want. It's always something like I'm being disrespected or the sex is terrible or, you know, like there's always something and it's just.
I went to the Comedy Store, girl, the Comedy Store in L.A. Just came up from L.A. Shout out to the Comedy Store. Thank you for putting your girl on. I had a great time. I was talking to this door guy and he's about 50, 60, 100. Years old, and I don't know how we started talking about it, but he was a real cool guy, and he literally told me about how he's married but he has side hoes. And I asked him, I said, look, I'm not judging you, why you like you're cheating on your wife? And before I even asked him this, he's like, man, my wife is, she's my best friend. She wonderful, da, 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 da. She's great. She's the most smartest, beautiful woman I know in the world. Da, da, da. I said, okay, so why do you have other girls? Oh, because the other girls suck my dick when I want them to. She, my wife be playing hard to get. That's what he said. And that shows you how fucking simple-minded and just childish and silly some men can be. And that's why I hate when people try to be like, oh, a woman cheating is the same as a man cheating. Cheating is cheating, but no, it's not the same. Because a dude, as fucked up as this sounds, a man...
I feel like a woman would put up with a lot more stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like when a woman cheats, she is hurt.
Yeah.
She is broke. Like, you fucked her up. Like, she don't even give a fuck about how you feel. A man, as fucked up as it sounds, a man will literally go fuck another woman and wake up the next morning and feel nothing and still, quote unquote, love their wife and their family.
You know what? I almost, like, this is where I say that I kind of see a point of view of, like, I think it's stupid him saying, oh, she has sucked my dick. Like, that's fucking, that's petty, right? Mm-hmm. But if it's, like, everything is great about the person, everything you could want, everything you could have, that's what he's saying, everything you could have, but the sex is trash, then it's, like, what do you do?
It's just the fact of him sucking his
dick.
That's
it. No, that's stupid. That's stupid. Like, I feel that. That's fucking stupid. Like, something so little like that is stupid. Like,
well, he was kind of big, so maybe he can't fuck. And maybe she don't want to be on top of him.
I ain't trying to suck no.
I ain't trying to. Yeah, I ain't trying to suck no.
What hoes he in? He must be paying him. Like, he gotta be.
I mean, a door guy at the comments throwing out how much money he making, but I don't know. Love is love.
How he got hoes, though?
I asked him, and he said, you know, he said some shit like, you know, I got that game. I was like, you mean that social security check? Because
that's it.
So would you take, and you can even make this real personal, you can even talk about him, whether this was the dude you're with now or another, just in general, would you take a guy back if he cheated on you?
I have. So, I dated this guy, and we were talking for like maybe 2 months, right? And at one of the months, we were exclusive. You know, he was like, "You'll be exclusive." Now I'm in high school. I was like 19. You know, he was like, "You know, we're exclusive. You're not gonna date anybody, or you're not gonna sleep with anybody, and I'm not gonna sleep with anybody." And I was like, "Okay, cool. You know, whatever." So he was like, "Yeah, you're gonna tell me if you do, right?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'll tell you." You know, like, "You gonna tell me?" Like, "Yeah." So, girl. Finally, we do get a title because he was saying, "Oh, I don't care about titles." He was on like, "I don't care about titles. I don't care about titles." Right. This fucked up my trust issues because I don't, you know what I mean? He's like, "I don't care about titles." So then, like, 4 months into our relationship, we get into an argument, and then we break up like temporarily, and he goes back and sleeps with his ex-girlfriend that was right before me. A girl he was dating like right before me, maybe like a month. And I had knew about the ex-girlfriend, but she ended up contacting me and told me that not only had they slept together then, they had slept together 4 months ago, which was when we were exclusive. So he was sleeping with his ex still while me and him were like exclusive. He never told me. So I ended up breaking up with him. I was done. Like, I went on a mile long jog. Like, I was pissed. You know what I mean? Like, I was mad.
When we start to get in shape, that means the dude fucked up, by the way.
I ran out of my, I remember like my mom said everything was mismatching. Like, I had fucking, like, and I just ran out the door. I was so mad because I was upset.
How'd you find out?
The girl called me and told me they're sleeping together now and they were sleeping together then.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so he was like, she's trying to like, because he was trying to get back with me.
Of course.
That's what was happening. He was trying to get back with me.
Of course.
But he had fucked her while we were broken up. So then she's trying to make us not get back together. Mm-hmm. And it worked because I didn't play that shit. That shit worked.
It usually does.
It worked. I cut up his shirt. I put it in front of his door. Like, I was done. Like, he just knew I was done at that point. Like, I just made a little... didn't talk to him for the whole summer, for 3 months. He was calling me. I was blocking his number. Like, I didn't want to have nothing to do with him. I was done, you know? But then when August came around, he was just like, "Please hear me out." So I heard him out. And he just kind of explained his dumbass side about, like, you know, he was with this girl before. She had cheated on him in his own bed. So it was just a cycle. You know what I mean? Like a dirty cycle of bullshit. He had cheated on her. So I guess, like, when me and him were talking, she was still there. Like, she was still going to games and stuff like that. Like, he hadn't got her off. You know, he didn't separate yet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you say game. I forget. This was high school.
This was college. Oh. So he played football. And then I broke up with him when he got drafted. Mm. So then he calls me when he's in the league. He's like, "Please, like, listen to me." And I mean, I already knew he had got drafted, but I didn't give a fuck. Like, I didn't care. And so at this point, he wanted me because he knew I wasn't a gold digger because I dropped him right before he got drafted,
right?
You know? So he was just like, that was always his thing, was like, "Are you a gold digger? Are you a gold digger?" And I'm like, "What the fuck?" So I always feel like I had to prove myself to him.
With what goal? You think because you get drafted, it automatically gives you money?
Yeah.
No, that's not how that works.
Girl, he was trying to call me gold digger before he got drafted, but that's because he played for UT and he knew he was going to get drafted. So his mom put it in his head, like, "Women are going to try to catch you before, snag you."
Oh, yeah.
You know
we're
what I mean? Mom was
"We're going to steal your UT gear, you bitch." I've been wanting that UT snapback for the longest.
Yeah, but I ended up like talking to him, and he told me about how, because I used to have a huge box of condoms right on my dresser. And the college had a huge box of condoms. I had three roommates, and I told my roommates, "If you guys ever need condoms, they're on top of my dresser." They were my friends for everyone.
Community condoms.
I had community condoms. I felt like I was like the safe person.
Right. Absolutely.
I even had my homeboy. He would call me and be like, "Hey, are you at home?" And I was like, "Nah." I said, "But you can go up to the apartment, like, just knock on the door. They'll let you in." Because he was one of my best friends. So he like would go get condoms, you know? So I just told people like I got condoms. He didn't ask me. He thought those condoms was because I was just doing a whole lot of fucking. So he just assumed, oh, she's probably a hoe, just like my ex was a hoe.
Well, I have a question for you then. So you say that. Excuse me. I dated this dude once, and he wasn't really the type of guy to have like a whole, like to get pussy like all the time. He was a DJ. He was cute, little lanky, so he, yeah, definitely not in the pussy department. I remember he took a shower the next morning. We went back to his place, hooked up, whatever. We actually like dated for a little bit, but he wakes up, takes a shower, and I do what every woman does while this dude is away, go through his shit. So I went through his dresser, and I found 100 count of condoms. Now, mind you, this was him in his own room alone, not sharing a room with 3 bitches. So looking at your face right now today, so you say, oh, I got community condoms. Do you?
What I have that many. I didn't know.
100.
That's crazy.
I mean, porn stars don't use condoms. I mean,
obviously, they weren't used, but it's like.
But who's getting all? First of all, why would Trojan even make 100 condoms? Like, I mean, maybe if you have like your own personal like sex clinic, you know, maybe if you got your own little Planned Parenthood, yeah, you're going to buy 100 Trojan condoms to give out to like students or something. But he was 21, just turned 21. Not the most attractive guy in the world.
Oh, he was like, I'm in college. I'm about to get it on. That's what he was thinking. Yeah, he was like, I need to stock up. Dude, he was like, shit. He was like, there's 301 years in a year. Like, I'm going to need, every 3 days, I'm going to get
every
some.
Every day, you know I'm getting pushed. Like, bro, don't you eat? Don't you got you're in class for about 6 hours, like, and then you got to go to work. I don't know. There's no way I'm using 100. So when I saw that, I was like confused because I was like, yo, is he a mad hoe? Or I was like, but then I was like, but he's not that attractive. I mean, but then again, you know, drunk is drunk. People will fuck a tree if that's a soft spot. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, so you're it's talking like, about that old ass man with the he got hoes. Well, I guess he wasn't old.
Who?
The door guy.
Oh, yeah, apparently, yeah, hella hoes. But I was like, yeah, they must be all drunk, usually, and just out of town. Like, they're like, ooh, I fucked the big black guy from, they probably think he's like Steve Harvey or some shit. They don't know no better. They all drunk and dumb, usually. But, yeah, so yeah, but I mean, shit, dick is dick, pussy is pussy, I guess, huh? But no, I'm not.
We wasn't.
I got asthma, so I can't really be fucking 100 times. I've been having sex since I was 19, 20. I'm now 24. I will be 25 in October. I don't think I've had sex 100 times.
Oh, I have, girl. I've been having sex for over a decade. My mama know, okay? So I've been
hey, mama, I hope you listen to Henry Bitch podcast.
She probably is.
She's like, I need my little hoe ass daughter. We're going to be a star.
She did. The fuck? She did.
Girl.
Oh my God. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, it's been over a decade, so I've definitely, for sure. For sure.
Men are afraid. Well, I would have had sex. Not
with 100 people. But right. 100
or
100
times.
For sure. For sure.
I don't think so. I really believe, I don't think so.
I know for a fact.
Well, you've been fucking that dog, more than a lifespan of a dog. So. That's like a Yorkie right there. 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
No, I definitely have not. I think just because like I was in a really serious relationship for a year, and then after that, I went on my whole phase. First of all, listeners, I said this for women. I'm being very sexist and salty right now. That's going to be a new segment coming soon.
Oh, my God. That's a good
sexist
one.
And salty. But I say that because the dude that I'm with now, he's not experienced with women, but I am happy with that. I don't want him to be experienced at all. But for women, definitely, you definitely need to go through your hoe phase. And as vulgar as that sounds, it's basically just you need to go. Because women, and I say this for women, and I'm sure some men will disagree, but for women, because we are naturally nurturers, and we're like, even it, no matter how hard and bad and independent we are, there's something inside of us that wants a husband, that wants a family, that maybe not right now, maybe not, you know, maybe not with the picket fence, maybe we all live in a condo together, but you know, at the end of the day, women, that's just what we want.
Well, here's the thing. The hoe phase doesn't benefit men.
It doesn't, no. Well, I don't know. It kind of does. It kind, because I've heard older men be like, yeah.
Because some people like someone who's had a little bit of experience, you know, that somebody they don't have to teach. But then there's other men who are afraid of being a hot dog thrown into a hallway.
Elaborate, please. Because we got some male listeners that just got offended. They just got triggered.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not a hot dog. Well, you know, it's like,
but that's it. It would. Whoa. It's not beneficial to what they call our average.
You know
men.
What? Yes, you know you're right, because I feel like
because the more men and more whole experiences you have, the more things you get to try out.
Right, and but that doesn't. And I say in some I think we are right or wrong. We don't care, but we would love to hear your feedback because this is the whole point. You know, conversation about this, because this is a real thing, because I think you're 100% right, because I know, and I just say this because I know I have a lot of guy friends, all ages, and I have heard, I used to work at a strip club, and I used to talk to some of these men that work there, and you know, I was a comic, you know, and don't nobody want to fuck the comic, I mean, they do, but not like for real, so they always just be like their friend, and I would ask them, I'm like, okay, real shit, like, let me know, like, okay, you have a wife, you know, you're fucking three other strippers here. Do you still love your wife? And they'd be like, absolutely. I'm like, well, how? Why? They're like, because, you know, with men, it's just kind of like men are chasers. They're dogs. Mm-hmm. They, you know, it's in them to go after something just to get it. What does a dog do when you throw the bone?
Right.
They catch it, bring it back to you, and just wait, or they fucking go back to sleep. There's no real purpose.
That's why they say the men get so much more hurt when a woman cheats.
Right.
Because
when they cheat, they're like, yo, it was just Tuesday. Why are you tripping? Like, I drink too much coffee. Like, it's not a big deal. It's like, no, this is a problem. You being inside of another person is not okay.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
You know, and that's why I said, like, that's why I go back to what we said earlier. I'm like, if a woman cheats, and don't get me wrong, I mean, yeah, every woman's different. There are some evil bitches out there. But I feel like most of the time when women cheat, there's something really, really wrong.
Like, there's something really fucking wrong.
Like, you are doing something horribly wrong to her.
Or, you know, because I've talked to some guys now, because I, you know, I'm very vocal about this. So guys come into my DMs, like, telling me their little story. But, you know, they're always telling me the guy's story. But it's like, you know, telling how he was the perfect guy and the most perfect guy. But my dick senses be tingling. And I'm like, dang, like, what's going on? Was that you had a little dick?
Fuck him in the booty.
What?
if they're cheating because, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant like, oh, because I thought you said they were cheating because she wasn't doing sexually stuff to him properly.
No,
I was like,
woman,
well, why don't you fuck him in the ass? He ain't going nowhere.
No, I want to, oh, good Lord.
Well, because, I mean, why? He going to be afraid you're going to tell somebody. He can't leave you.
That's how you be locking these dudes up?
Not yet. My boyfriend got a tight ass too. Oh, they all banned me from this fucking app. Omly, we can't. Sorry, go ahead.
Where was I? Now I got caught up with tight asses and pegging and all kind of lost.
It's a lifestyle. Don't judge.
Oh my God, I lost my whole train of thought. Where were we?
He said the boys had little dicks or something.
So, you know, these guys would come in my DMs and tell me about how they dealt with their cheating, you know, women cheating, and how great they were, and how they were like the best man to her and all this stuff. But like, I have this thing where I can tell a guy's size just through his pictures, like just through his like demeanor, through how he talks, through how his pictures,
energy.
I can just tell like little dick energy, you know?
Oh, okay.
I just can.
Well, I'm sorry to cut you off, but with you saying that, can we do a little trick real quick?
What?
So let's just randomly pull up some dudes on my Instagram. Perfect. Can you tell me?
I got you.
Guys, welcome again to Hear Me Bitch for our new listeners. It's getting real. What I'm going to do, I'm going to go to Instagram and I'm going
to
type in.
Go to some guys that you know so you can.
That I know.
So you can, that you know what their size is so you can confirm.
I don't know what. I don't know these men's sizes like that. That's true. I barely know.
I mean, there might be just a.
So these are random dudes. So this dude right here, actually, we won't say names.
Right.
This guy actually was trying to like smash recently, like hard.
He trying to smash hard?
Hard. So what do you think?
So do you know what size did he like pull, whip it out and all that?
No, I'm not looking at these dudes' dicks. I thought you meant you could tell just by looking at him.
I can tell just by looking at him.
So that's what I'm saying. Look at him. I ain't touch his dick. I ain't fucking do all that.
He's packing. Is he like that? He's packing.
Why is that?
He's short. I'm not saying all short guys. I'm not saying that's not true, right? But a lot of short guys, like, you know. And then the way he just is holding himself.
He's so confident.
Yeah, it's very like.
But not like short man confident.
No.
You know, short man confident, like they be trying too damn hard
For sure. Yeah. Right. It's like a, he know. It's such a.
I feel that.
Such an energy. Like, I know it just
I
from
feel
this
that
picture.
For sure. I think you're right.
I told one of my girlfriends, she asked me before she started dating a guy she was with. And she asked me, and I told her, I was like, he's like a 7. I was like, he's like a 7, not like regular girth, like not, you know. She got with him. I was right on the spot.
Damn.
I knew what side dick her man had. That's what's crazy. I just know. What's happening? What's going on here?
Okay. Oh.
We just collided.
She's
over here looking at Instagram.
I'm looking up. I don't really follow dudes like that because y'all ugly.
But you really don't.
I don't. Well, I mean, not on purpose. I just hold on. Look at that.
We over here, girl.
I follow a lot of white women. It's a bunch of puppies and ice cream on my timeline. That's fine. God,
for real.
It's okay. Janae's half white. I can say the white word. For anyone that gets offended.
Okay, wow. You're not about to find anything.
I'm not. I don't follow any dudes. That's crazy. Oh, what about them?
Hold up.
Oh. She got dick galore.
I don't. It's more so like, look, I don't follow them, but in my, like the news.
Oh, right.
Ooh. I get like a lot of, yeah.
He got vitiligo. Ooh. That's what vitiligo is, right?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, I know him.
Ooh, he is.
He's definitely. I know.
I don't think so because he ain't got no neck. I feel like dudes that don't have a neck.
Girl, he got a whole big
he's swole because he has a little dick. That's what these.
He's a stripper.
There's hello.
I've
they
seen,
stuff
like when they okay,
they stuff thing, their right. stripper gear, but, honey. They do that. That's what stripper men do.
Girl, do you got the gift or do I?
You know what? I think I do have a gift. I will say I've either been shocked in a good way or I've been right on. I've even known when a dude had a little dick or I was like, wow, you have a lot more than I expected. Like I thought you was going to turn your shit in late, but you turned it in on time. Mm-hmm. This is works for everybody.
I know. Yeah, you said,
wow, where are these men?
Girl, they come up on my news feed. Wow. All over my news feed.
I'm in a very happy relationship, by the way.
I am too.
But we're like, how big that nigga dick is? Oh, we love our men. We love our guys.
Aw, damn, we sound like them niggas. Hell
yeah. We have a bunch of hey, sis. He like his pH balance better than mine, man. What the fuck?
Some green eyes.
His pH better than mine. What
his
the fuck?
His skin clear.
Clear. Clear. His pussy. I can't be with no dude that looks like he had a better vagina than I do.
Oh my god.
That's upsetting.
Oh yeah, see, they all come up on my shit.
Wow, there's some beautiful men.
You want to know why? Because before I got my boyfriend, I was like manifesting him, right? I was manifesting it. So I was like, I want to be with a mixed guy like me, mixed like me, like light skin. I want him to be attractive, like model looking, you know. So I was like, but those are all fuck boys. And I was like, you know
what? We're dating science projects out here. That's
yeah, what. Yeah, they are. So it's like, I was like, but you know, that's all fuck boys. And I was like, you know what? I'm about to have hope. So I went to my Instagram and I started following like light skin guys. and like pages that posted a lot of light skin guys. I didn't like follow them directly. I just followed a lot of pages that will pull up a ton of light skin guys. So I felt like I was in an abundance of attractive, mixed model looking guys. And right. out of all of those guys, one of them gotta be a good guy, you know? So that's kind of one, you know, so I just had hope. And I feel like I attract. Now my boyfriend is light skinned and he got a model ass face and nobody thinks he's gay. That's a good thing. He doesn't get called gay. He don't have no gay vibes. That's a good, you know, I'm saying that's, you know, he ain't got no gay vibes. And I feel like, and he's a good guy. Like this dude loves the fuck out of me. So it's like I feel like I manifested him. But he still annoyed the shit out of me though, because he's still a man, you know. They all just
You hate men?
I'd say they annoy the fuck out of me. You know, I say that. They annoy me. That's what I would say. Do you hate men? No,
it's so weird with me. And people ask me about hearing me, but they're like, oh, is this like an anti-man? No, absolutely not. Love men.
I have a lot of guy friends who are like, they've been my friends for a long time. Like, yeah. I do like
well
men.
I just I, well, when I love their muscles and their body type and their testosterone and their body hair and the penis and the ball sack, and I love men, how men love women. I you know, because you'll ask men like, well, do you love? Yeah, men are like, oh, I, you know, a lot of women will be like, oh, I don't want to have sex because I have a hairy vagina. Real men don't give a fuck about that. They love pussy. They love women. That's how I feel about a man. I don't care if a man's hairy, not hairy. I don't care. I love men. But I hate how simple-minded men can be.
I mean, what you basically said was you love the way men look.
That's no, because I love like, I love men. Like their, I like their physicality, smell.
Their physicality.
I just like sometimes that absent-mindedness can be cute. Like what I do like about men is I love how a dude, like if you go to a restaurant and you can admit, and you can't lie about this, women, we are these bitches. You go to a restaurant with your dude and a dude, you know, the waitress like, well, what do you want? Guy be like, well, I get a steak, you know, with the salad or whatever. She be like, how you want it cooked? He's like, well, fuck it, what, just bring it out. Women, we like, can I get the steak, but can you make it like a pasta? And then instead of, and can you replace the pasta with a salad and then make the salad like, you know, so seafood mean. And make the seafood vegan? And then can you make the vegan water? And can you make the ice cube one? And then make the lime into a lemon? Can we do that? You know what I mean? I love and hate how simple men are, you know? They're very straight to the point. They're very simple. It don't take much to please them. But then again, that's how they think in serious situations sometimes. And it's just like,
We think so deeply.
And they don't do that. And it's just like,
it's very like the outside skirt. It's like, there's so much depth. I think women are just depth. There's so much depth. That's like when you have the guy's side, like the baby daddy versus the baby mama side. It's sorry, you never
I ain't got no
the baby
babies,
daddy.
So I don't know about that.
I don't have any either, but like I always see like the baby daddy versus baby mama drama. And you're like, don't believe, whatever you do, don't believe the man. Like, whatever you do.
Well, because the man be like, oh, she's trying to steal my money. And then the wife is like, well, he never showed up to court. So
right?
And I was trying to give him a chance
there's so much
to not take his money, but he just didn't show up. So
like there's so much depth of what's going on versus their like just very like, you know, view of.
Yeah.
The simple-mindedness of this is what it is.
Yeah, and I will say that is probably like my boyfriend now. He's wonderful, but our issues that we've had is him being just a stupid, simple-minded person, and it's like, and it sucks because it's like with a person like that, not even just a man, but just like a person that's like that. You're like, you're not a bad person.
Yeah,
it's just the way you think. Is so one-dimensional or two-dimensional or whatever, you know. It's like, I can't be mad at you.
Yeah.
But it's like, what do you do? What do you do with someone like that?
Because you know how they're thinking.
Right.
So it's like, you're like, I get it with that stupid-ass thought.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I understand why you did it when you think that dumb-ass way, you know? But the truth is...
You a dumbass. It pissed me off.
Right.
But, you know, and well, what's working out for us, I will say, it's talking to him. And I will say men, when they think about men, because they're like dogs, like puppies. Like, you know, you know, bad boy, shut the fuck up. Like that, you know, like you, when you talk to men like that, that's kind of, well, and sure there's other ways, but like personally, what's helped me and my dude after the shit that's happened with us, I've talked to him, and I didn't like yell at him or scream at him or anything, but I really talked
very
to him,
direct,
like, very like direct, very like, you fucked up.
Yeah.
I am mad. What were you thinking? I am disappointed. And it like blows their brains. They're like, oh shit. Because they expect us to go crazy. When we go crazy and all that and get emotional, guys don't care because they expect us to do that. But when we're calm and collected and we're like, look, I'm disappointed in you. They're like, damn, is she fucking somebody? Mm-hmm. Like, they're like, damn, all she said was she disappointed? Like, you know, because, you know, guys go after women that resemble their mothers. And, you know, there's a lot of men that'll go, that you know, don't have respect for their moms. But at the end of the day, men love their moms. And usually what hurts them is when their mom is like, you disappointed me.
Yeah.
Like, I had a lot of faith in you and you really fucked up. And I think that has definitely, like, been, like, an eye-opener for men that I've been with that I've, like, you know.
Yeah, so what do you think is the best? What do you think has been the best way for you in like relationships, like to communicate to each other? Like, do you think yelling or being angry to men, or just being very like stern and motherly?
You know, the right answer is stern and motherly. You know. The answer that gets results.
Now, my fists. See, I can't hit a man because I believe a man will hit the fuck out of me. And look, we might fight, but I'm going to lose.
Right. And that's another thing that I feel is like unfair when they say like a woman shouldn't hit a man because then she deserves to get hit. Well, not really, because men are. I mean, I'm not saying women should hit men, but I am saying that it's not fair because if a man hits you, he could kill you. He could fuck you up. We ain't killing nobody with our fists. I'm not.
Not with this fresh set, bitch.
I'm not killing anybody with some glittery ass shiny nails.
No, I'm not killing nobody with shellac. We not doing that. Nope. I pay $40 for these hoes.
I mean, now if a woman's about to pick up a frying pan or a knife, you know what I mean? Then you go
ahead.
Well,
if you pick up a frying pan, he's fucking a fan. Like, he got a whole family.
Oh yeah, that's true. He did something. I mean, unless a girl's just crazy, but it's like he, you know, because I never think about like I want to stab him. Like I don't think about anything like that. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you don't think about murder.
I don't think about murder. You know what I mean? I don't. I do not want any parts. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, it seems like we both came up with a conclusion.
Don't be that nigga. No, okay? Don't do that. No, don't do that. But I'm saying no. Heck no. But I am saying that. I have realized the times that I've gotten very, very, like, emotional, they take me serious. The times where I just tell them, like, hey, I don't like this, they're like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Okay,
but
mom.
But I feel like the times where I've gotten emotional is when they're like, like, why would you talk to me like
that's
that?
What
and
I
they
feel
start
opposite.
To understand a little more.
That's so wild. Maybe I'm not being emotional enough. Maybe I need to stop slapping my, like, puffing out my chest like I'm gonna fight somebody when I cry. Okay. Usually when I yell at dudes, I like get a do-rag and I put on like a wife beater and I'm like, yo, I'm upset. They're like, this bitch about to punch the fuck out of me. So they don't take me seriously. I gotta be more feminine.
No.
Well, like I said, we come to the conclusion that date whoever you want, whether you decide to stay with somebody.
Don't put yourself in a situation where you're harming yourself in any way. Now, there's always going to be problems in a relationship. Nobody's perfect. Everybody has their, like, we're all living a life where we're trying to learn our lessons. You know, we're all learning our own lessons. We're all on our own path. We just happen to collide paths sometimes, you know. And because we're all living our own experiences, sometimes our experiences affect other people. So I feel like if it's abuse, no. If it's a serial cheater, no.
And you know what that feels like.
There's definite agenda. No's. Yeah, there's definite no's if it's things like that. But if it's like problems in a relationship, every relationship has problems. So you're just going to have to accept that nothing's perfect. Nobody's perfect. You're not perfect. So your relationship's not going to be perfect.
I agree. Yeah, so your relationship is your relationship. And sure, you can take advice from friends, but I mean, there's
It's always good to, counseling or therapy or somebody that kind of gives something God. In between, some kind of guide, you know, God, yes, of course, but sometimes it's good to have somebody to talk to, even about your own problems. I mean,
and sometimes when you say it out loud, you hear it, you're like, oh, right. Wow, that's...
Because I feel like that's really more so what a good counselor is they'll help you get it out of yourself, you know? And that's more what I would see than them trying to give you advice. I don't see the counselor as, you should do this and you should, you know, but maybe try to let you find it within yourself, you know, to get it out of you so that it's your decision that you're making and you're coming to a better understanding of yourself and your relationship and your reality in the world and your experiences. So
everything that you experience with another person in relationship is your relationship. Whatever works best for you, whether you accept a guy that cheats on you or you don't, and men, whether you accept a woman that cheats on you or not, at the end of the day, it is your life, your business, your choice, your body.
Yes.
And that has been another episode of Hear Me, Bitch. Again, I'd like to thank my guest.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Thank you, Jay. We're going to hear more of her on many more episodes. If you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe to Leah Sampson Comedy on YouTube and to the Yak app. It's available in your Apple Store or the App Store on Android. Follow me on Official Leah Sampson on Instagram. Janae, what's your Instagram?
@ Janae Amore. That's JeneAmore.
All right. And I don't think I have any shows off the top of my head to talk about. But if you go to my website, which is my Instagram and my YouTube, I post everything there. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye.